Kum lenin ablat gemara. We are up to the Kuf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, we're learning now how do we suspect? We're learning now how they divided Yisrael. So we said it happened through a goydel and also via the Urim V'Tum. Because it says Al Pi, how goydel Pi is someone spoke the Urim V'Tum. Hakeit said, how was it Urim V'Tum? Was it a lottery? El Azam Alubish Urim V'Tum. El Azam dressed with the adorned with Urim V'Tum. The Yeshua, the whole Yisrael, Eindim Lefon of Yeshua, the Eden was standing before him. Bekalfi Shal Shvatim, a box of the names of all the Shvatim was sitting there. Another Bekalfi, another box of Chumin of all the different parts, sections of Yisrael was there. Munachin Lefon of was lying there. Vahoya Mechavin Baruch HaKadosh. First, he went to Urim V'Tumim. And the Gemara calls it here Ruach HaKadosh. He went to the Urim V'Tumim, and the Urim V'Tumim said, V'Amar Zvulun Oilet Chum. Akuk Oilimoi, that the Urkhadr says, Zvulun will get, and the Tchum Akum will come with it. Then Torah Bekalpi Shoshvatim, and then he put his hand in the box of where all the Shvatim were, and Punkt Va'ola Biyadah Zvulun. Zvulun came up. Torah Bekalpi Shoshvatim, Va'ola Biyadah Tchum Akum. So they both ascertained each other. Otherwise, people say, oh, it's sure luck, it's not fair. Or whatever it is, this way it was 100% above board. They didn't even just pull out a name. They didn't just say Zvulun and pull out a name from the box. They made everything by Gedel. No one should have any complaints whatsoever. No redress. And then the next thing, Marte says that the name Akku doesn't mean Akku because Akku didn't belong to Zvulun. But he stopped saying it. Naftali in the area of Genoiser comes with it. Torah Bekalfi Shoshvatim. He put in a box of Shvatim, but all of it, Naftali, Naftali came out. Torah Bekalfi Shoshvatim, he put in the box where all the sections were, but all of it, Chum Genoiser, Vachain, likewise called Sheva Vishavit. Every single Sheva is exactly the same thing. The like Chalukah Shal Olam Hazeh is Chalukah Shal Olam Habam. The way it's divided today is not the way it will be divided when Mashiach will come. When I'm not talking about Gan Eden here, we're talking about Olam Hazeh in the times of Mashiach. Olam Hazeh, this world, Adam Yesh Bo Yisodei Lavan. If you have a farm, Ein Lo Yisodei Pardes, you don't have an orchard. Yisodei Pardes, you have an orchard, Ein Lo Yisodei Lavan. You have one thing, whatever it is. Shenem Shalom Haba, when Mashiach will come, Ein Lo Chokol Echol, every single Yid. She'ein Lo, he will not have Bahar, Uva Shvela, Uva Emek. We'll have properties all over the place, in the mountaintops, in the valleys, and so on and so forth, everywhere.
We have all these rent coming in from these properties. We won't need it. At that time, we won't need money.
To learn, exactly. And every yid, not just every shavit, which we're learning more about, Kamalak says, but every yid will have three properties. Shenemar says, Shah, Reuven Echad, everyone in the gate, Reuven is the same, Shah, Yehuda Echad, Shah, Levi Echad. HaKadosh, we're up to five lines in the wide lines. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechal Gematz, the Eibishter, when Mashiach will come, the Eibishter will redivide Eretz Yisrael. So it doesn't pay to buy properties now in Shalayim because everything is going to be redistributed. The Eibishter himself will redivide Eretz Yisrael. Shenema says, Ve'elim Machle Kusam, this is how we're going to divide it. And Um Hashem says the Eibishter. K'toni Miyas, so what's the purpose of this whole Braisa? Why do you even bring it down? Because we're having a discussion as to whether Eretz Yisrael was divided amongst 12 Shvatim and every Shevet got an equal amount, and then a large Shevet and a small Shevet got the same amount, and all the people they have to divide that, or every person got the same. What was he clear from the Braisa? However, Shevet Chilalein is Chalke El Shevet Shvatim. Because what he said in the box, with 12 boxes, 12 equal measurements, and each one got, so we see that it was divided amongst the Shvatim. Shemami no le Shvatim, iflik Shemami no to the Shvatim. Amma, we learned. Asida Eretz Yisrael, Shetizchalek, Lishloisha Asa Shvatim. It says, when Mashiach will come, Eretz Yisrael will divide amongst 13. Right now, Levi didn't receive, but Ephraim and Manasseh did. When Mashiach will come and Levi will receive, Ephraim and Manasseh will revert back to Yosef. So where's the 13? Idach Leman, who is getting the 13th one? Amar Avchizda, Lenossi to the Nossi. And Ashbam says, Nossi is Lemelech HaMashiach. Mashiach will get. The Chesiv, it says in the Pasik, V'hoivet Ha'ir, the one who serves the entire city, Yavdu, will serve me, Kol Shifte Yisrael. They will serve him. The one who serves the city, they will give him from all the Shvatim of the Eden. Who serves the city? So the Ashbam says a very important thing about a Rav. Look, 8-9 lines into the wide lines. Ashbam, Ha'oivet Ha'ir. Hainu Nasi, that's a leader. The Oil Rabbi Mutul Olav, he's a servant of the city. And no rabbi should ever forget that. He's a servant of the shul, a servant of the city. because he has the responsibility of the Rab Mirchsir Berchovim Im Hayyim Tiyah Eved Lo Amazah. He was a king and he was an Eved to this people. That's how, Yavdu, so he'll give him a chelik. Omla Balabaya Ema Runger Ba'alma, who said he'll give him land. Maybe they'll work for him, they'll serve him. It says in the pasuk, what will be Cheskel says in Laosi Lavi, what will be left to Nasi Mizeh Umizeh from this and from that Letrumas Hakadosh, from this land and from that land, everyone's gonna give him a piece of the land. Letrumas Hakadosh LaChuzazir, and the only thing that he will is this besides Yerushalayim, besides the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, we see clearly Mashiach will get a land size equal to every shevet. He'll be a shevet of his own. In other words, Mashiach belongs to no one. He's a shevet of his own. Otherwise, if he belongs to one shevet, everybody else is going to say that you're not one of ours. That's why he belongs to nobody. He belongs to everybody. He's an eved. We call Mashiach. We're talking about Mashiach. Mashiach is an eved to the whole nation. Then the Brayse said, we're analyzing parts of Brayse. When his chalka looks off him, that edge of straw was divided with money. Shenema could say the pasuk, "Bein Rav Lema." There's a distance. There's a difference between those who got more and those who got less. So you have to pay money. What exactly are we talking about? Lemai, what's this money that's being transferred? Ilema l'shufra v'sanya. You got better property and I got worse property. So the guy who got better property has to compensate the guy who got worse property. You ask anybody, what would you rather have? The better property with no money, or the worse property and get a little bit of compensation, which you spend the money, it's gone, nothing left. Of course, you'd want the better property. So ought to be shufta. Now, skim, talking about idiots over here. Ela l'kreiva v'rechayka. The epicenter of the world is Yerushalayim. The epicenter of Eretz Yisrael is Yerushalayim. Those people who are closer to Yerushalayim, you had before Yehudin Galil, those who are closer to Yerushalayim, the land is much more valuable. And those who are further are not. Now, why was a chilek? I mean, you don't need a reason, yet the Rashbam decides to give us two reasons.
Isn't there? I mean, you have an Aliyah Saregel as a mitzvah.
I understand. That's exactly what Rashbam says. What about that? I mean, you're near Yerushalayim, near a holy place. Obviously, that means nothing. It's only tircha, exactly. Balabatish. Tamuchinish, to go travel a lot.
You could say that the
look in Ashbam. Ashbam gives two reasons. The Krever Chayke by 8 lines in the bottom. The Krever Chayke or 7 lines. Hakarkoyes, Hayachil, Gimishav. Everybody got the exact same size land. Mishal, Lekech, Minakochush. And they all got the same. So somebody took from weaker land. Noitel Yosin. Forget the money. If I got land that the soil wasn't as good as your land, I would get a much larger tract of land. So I can, the yield will end up being the same as by you. And the economy economically as well will be worthwhile. Ad kid mehayofa to the value of the yofa. Avin misha oil legoroli bekod of Yerushalayim. If you ended up with a girl near Yerushalayim, like Yehuda ma'alemoy, has to pay money le misha olegoroli berachim Yerushalayim to all those who were far from Yerushalayim. Sharachim goruahu, being far from Yerushalayim is bad. Why? Mipnei shnei tivorim. Two reasons. Echad mipnei sharachim mibeis hamikdash. Yeah, so nothing to do with Eilat. He didn't say Eilat Egel. It's Achrein was Eilat Egel, but that's too grub. Why? Well, because I'm too lazy to travel far. No, he means it's Pashat. You know, Eilat Tzadik and Eilat Tzadik, Eilat Shechina. It's good to be next to a Mokum Kaddish. Simple as that. Nothing to do with the difficulty of traveling. The Echeb Nezhe Kodav Eilat Amim also is dangerous. If you live in the peripheral of Eretz Yisrael, you live near the enemies, and you're always a constant danger. You're called Svar, you know, you're at the border. He's saying, you know, when they divided Eretz Yisrael back then, there was compensation changing hands. The Yeshle Lidig man, he's always worried about the Arab, the neighbors. They're going to attack them. So these are the two reasons. One is they're going to be attacked, another one is they're near the base of Kaddish. So I don't understand. Attack us all, some of the first say because of you said, and it just doesn't. Doesn't gel.
You're saying because it's too...
That's a meaning of... Yeah, very, too. It's too balabatish.
Well, I mean, it's an English dovashim kedushim because you have a mitzvah... I say to be oil regular.
We always learn that a mitzvah should not come easy. A mitzvah should come harder and you have schar alicha as a vayter. Now you're telling me that I got to pay you for not having schar alicha. Forget, the people in the back should pay the people in the front because you're giving me a big opportunity to do a bigger mitzvah.
It's dafke in that mitzvah, Aliyah Zaregel, which we say, you know, that they should bring even the children to give schar to the ones who brought them. You know,
that's right. That's a hakul, yeah. Not everybody can live legal. I mean, it'll have to be populated everywhere. Well, we just learned that Abraham is going to redivide Eretz Yisrael. I mean, all the properties that people own in Eretz Yisrael right now
It's all like a lease.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the advantage of living next to the Beis HaMikdash...
It's just being there, that's enough.
...in the future, because not everybody can live right next door to the Beis HaMikdash. In Israel, in Israel, in all areas, it will have to be populated.
Well, that's, I think, is it the Zohar that says? Or is it the Yerushalayim, the Ispashit, Al-Kol-Kol, Eretz Yisrael?
Medrash.
Eretz Yisrael, Al-Kol-Kol.
It's going to be right here. See, he said Kilda and Kofil is going to be Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, but we're still not going to live here.
That's up to you. If this is Eretz Yisrael, then why do you have to move? I see the Eretz Yisrael, the Ispashit, Al-Kol-Eretz. Let's go weiter. Says he want to weiter. You don't like that. Says he want to weiter. Kitanei actions. Machlit. I have lost. I made big sofim. Hello, they gave money. And I be sure I made big karkelua. If I got, if I my property is better than yours because I'm closer, I would give you extra land over in Milan. I would give you money, but land because money you spend it, it's gone. It's not, there's no zecher of it. Land you always have. Then it says, that everything that was done by lottery. Shemot says, ach big gaidel, only through a lottery. Tony learned, ach begoidel, everyone received their property via lottery, except chutz, yatsu, yahishua v'kalev. Those two did not get by lottery. Lamai, what are we talking about? Ilay modulashon cloud didn't receive property at all. Hash! Yesterday in the Gemara, we had a half, 2 days ago, had a half minute that they got the whole Etzisrael. Now we're saying that they got nothing. Hash! Hush, shakel, madach, we learned 2 days ago that they took over the shares of the Meraglim. Didum eboyeh, so their own share they don't get. They did not use the Goydel method. Ella al pi Hashem, the Eibusha directly chose. Even though every Goydel pi Goydel is Hashem, the Eibusha is also the Eibusha, but that's a little indirect. This is direct. What's the story? The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, al pi Hashem, based on the Eibusha, Nosnullah, they gave Yerushua, S.E. the city, Ashishol, as Timna Sedach, that is borrowed by Timna Sedach, Bahar Ephraim, in the mountain of Ephraim. So that's what we know about Yeshua. Ksiv Serach, in one place it's called Serach, or Ksiv in the same place it's called, in Shaiftim it's called Cheres. Why is it called Cheres? It says that Yeshua was buried, but Timnat Cheres Bahar Ephraim. So is it Cheres or is it Serach? It's the same letters, but it turned around. Omer Abolaza, Betchile, first, but Pedro Yisak, Cheres. When the Chet came to Chetchile, the Pedros were very, very dry, not really edible. Well, the site by the time Yeshua settled the Peirisei Masichin, they were so moist that they rotted pretty quickly. He says, not the rotting that's the barachi. The barachi is that they're very moist. Yeah. So it started out Cheres, but then the order is wrong. It's backwards. Started out Cheres, but it came Serach. First, that they used to get rotten straight away. Later on, they did not rot straight away like a Cheres. So the machlekes is which happened first? The Serach happened first and then the Cheres, or the Cheres happened first and then the Serach? Kolev, where do you find that Kolev was written? See, the Chesivit says, Vayitnu le Kolev as Chevron. The Abishai gave Kolev Chevron, Kashadib and Moshe, like Moshe said. And why did he get Chevron? Because he went there to the Kvonim, the others, to ask a bracha. And Vayyadish Misham, Eshleisha ben Anok. And the Yashar there, the three giants, the property of the three giants. Chevron, you want a Chevron, Ir Miklut, who belongs to the Levin, from the other Miklut. Omarabaye, Pravda, the suburbs. The Chesivit says, so the pasuk as day ha'ir as chatzera, the fields and the city and the courtyards, nostru the konlevi funa bechuzos. It's amazing, all the property that we have in the Torah, where the Eden bought outright, legitimately with a contract, we don't have anymore. Chevron, Yosef, Shechem, they want, and Yerushalayim, the Harabayis, with David Melech bought. Those three places that we have recorded in our history book that they were actually bought. We don't have rights to Chevron. We have a little section about this size.
It's because you can walk there without...
Speak to the guy who was just here now from Chevron.
That's right. They paid top dollar for it.
And they have nothing. This small. Arba, you can't go there. Ayid was arrested there 2 weeks ago because he said a capital tell him on there. You're not allowed to say God's name on Arba. Arrested by the Israeli police. Okay, that's our land.
Yeah, but I'm saying even when they do go, they
say James Shalim, you got to talk positive.
Their life is at risk if they go there. You walk through Hebron and you take your life in your hands.
For sure, you have to go bulletproof buses. It's just the irony that the three places that we bought, we have no. That we don't buy things. You got to take it by force.
That's God given. That's the
Hebron. They should give it to Kolev, but it was a suburb. Kulan.
Yeah,
I learned we've got a first. Yeah, okay, cool.
For sure. That's right, all the way to St. Kilda.
You
Echad Ben, the Mishnah is a little bit cryptic. Saya's son, the Echad Basai, daughter Benachla, entitled to her inheritance. What exactly means? We'll soon see. Ella, what do you mean? Ella, but as if there's one thing, but now there's another. There's a reservation. Ben Noitel Pishnai Benichse of that a son takes a double portion in the estate of his father. The Ein Noitel Pishnai Benichse. We learned a few days ago, a week ago, that a son does not take a double portion because that's only by a man, not by a woman. Then we say another thing. Another difference is the Habonois. The daughters, they get fed not from the mother's estate, because if there's a brother, they get the entire Yerusha, but from the father's estate, even though we said before the son Yashin and the daughter, but there's a thing called Tanai Ksuvah, where the father, we're learning more Ksuvah, the whole Gemara there, where a father's called Ksuvah's Benin Dakin, where the father promises to take care of the daughters, Mizaynis, and so on, 10%. But they don't get anything from the mother's estate. What do you mean outside of the son and the daughter for the estate? That the Yashin get Dodi, that the Yashin together. It's not true. But now we learn Ben Koidim Labaz, the son always comes with the daughter. Call Yoitzei Reiches, so Ben also Koidim Labaz, that even the descendants of the son take priority over the daughter.
Isn't this back to the machlokes that Rabbi Yechon Mezake had with the.
That's right, exactly. So what's right in the Mishnah? And we pass Rabbi Yechon Mezake, obviously.
Of course.
This is what he meant to say. Echad Ben, the Echad Abbas. Neutlin baroque b'morzik. We learned that a double portion, you're not entitled to take a double portion by your parents' estate if it's only ro, if it's a pledge. But when it comes to the real Yerusha, the basic component of Yerusha, if people owe money to your father, you yash them as well. And Saya Ben, Saya Bas, both of them are entitled to ro. We learned the Vedish, but Neit Zalofcha, we learned in the Mishnah a few days ago that the daughters Zalofcha were entitled to Shleisha Chalokim. And what were the Shleisha Chalokim? One was their own father, Tzlavchad, and two from Chayfer. One is the father from Chayfer, like any other brother, and one, because he was a Pchayd, he got a double portion. Now, Tzlavchad would have died before his father. Because if Tzlavchad had his father, then was the Chiddush in the Mishnah. Obviously, Tzlavchad Yashin already his father, and then he passes on. Tzlavchad died before, but because, so at the time Tzlavchad died, he didn't Yashin his father yet. It was only Roh. And yet, Tzlavchad, but not Tzlavchad, Yashin'd whatever the father was going to Yashin. So we see clearly that Yashin a Roh, Kim Murzik. So we write notes. Benachla chelik avi and shayv yetsim mitzrayim. The share of Yitzchak as one people at Mitzrayim. The chelkayim elcha benichse chayfer, and then also the state of chayfer. Eshens v'oyd. Furthermore, my Ella. What's his Ella? Mishnah Ella means even though there's a but. What's the but? Ella, but our papa says hachikama. Yeah, exactly. So the Shbam says goyid is two Ellas throughout the Gemara. Nocha Ella. El Papa, the Papa, Hachi Kram is a pshat. Echad Ben, Echad Abbas, Noitli Chelik B'Pchayda. They both receive it. The Tzlavchad is also B'Pchayda. So he got a double portion of his father. So aside the son, aside the daughter, get the double portion of the father. On that mitzvah, we learned, Ushahayi B'Pchayda, Noitli Pishne Chalakim. He said, Mefeder, that Tzlavchad is a B'Pchayda, he gets two Chalakim, and they yashin it. Right, my Ella, what's his Ella? Ella Bravashi, Hachi Kram. This is what you say. Echad Ben. Who was? According to Rabbi Akiva, yeah. The Mekayshish. This is how you read. Hachi Kamat. Echad ben bein abonim. What happens if you have, this is interesting halacha, which we don't paskin. You have five sons. We paskin that you cannot give one Yerusha to one son more than to other sons, because you're going against the Tater. I can give him Matla's body, I can give him a normal present, but I can't change
while,
the Yerusha.
While he's alive.
Yeah, but I can't. Yeah, but I can't say while I'm alive that this is how I want the Yerusha to be and put my will opposite the Tater. The Tater says that. Yeah, but if according to Rabbi Yochanan Brucker, if I have five sons and I say I'm giving 95% of my estate to son number two, I can do that because since son number two is entitled to Yerusha just like all other sons, once you're entitled, I can grow that. To say, I don't want to give to any of my sons. I want to give to a nephew of mine that you cannot do. It's against the Torah. But to say, I want to give to Ben Ben Habonim or Bas Ben Habonis, I can tilt.
Specify, yeah.
Yeah, I can tilt and go against the normal Din Halacha. And that's what the Mishnah means.
95% number two. Number
one
doesn't get double.
No, it'll get double of what's left. Of the 4%. Of the 5%. Ve'echad ben abonim, one son amongst other sons. Ve'echad bas ben abonim. Imam Yiddish called the chasse vorek. Yaman that he follows. But you want to command, who does this follow? Rabbi Yechon Brukah. This Mishnah, Paschal Yechon Brukah. Hok toni lo the kam, lit later on, Yechon Brukah. Imam al misha ro le yoshad vorek yamin. Which Rabbi Feish Mishnah later on. Rabbi Yechon Brukah says that he argues with Chacham. He says that you can do that. Al misha ain't ro le yoshad vorek yamin. But if you decide to get a nephew, that you can't. If you can say kososom lon kerab yechem bruker, the purpose of our mission is to tell you stam mishnah that the halacha yechem bruker, you can favor one child stam bar gamach legzi, but halacha is not like him because we have a rule. If there's a stam, an anonymous mishnah, and then another few mishnahs later there's a machlekes, then that means that he changed his mind. Halacha is no longer the stam. We go back to normal rules. You go after the rabbi. V'stam agam machlekes ain't halacha yestam. So what's the purpose? V'oy nochman my ella. Still my question: what in the world is ella? Everyone is another generation. I'm not going back to the same guy. We're continuing down the generations. Now we're up to Mar Balavashi, the very, very last generation of Amoraim. This is what he meant to say. Echad ben the echad bas shavin benichse yoeim ubenichse of. They're both equal when it comes to the nechassim. The same dinim apply whether it's the state of the father or the mother. Ella, the difference is by a son. When it comes to the state of the father, he gets a double portion. But it's not get a double portion in the mother's estate. Because we learned Loss is like Pishnaim, Abchor gets a double portion. You know the famous word of the Bilnagon. The Abchor is written Beis Chafresh. Every letter in the word Bechor is double the letter before. Beis is 2, the letter before is an Aleph. So that's double. Chaf is 20, the letter before is Yud, 10. And Reish is 200, the letter before is Kuf. So every letter is double the letter before. That's why it's called a b'chayr. It doesn't have a vav. Oh. In the Tater, the most times it doesn't have a vav. Pish, let's let pish, nayim, give him double. Pish, nayim, ke'echa. What do you mean double? There's two ways of learning it. One is the father has $100 and has three kids. One way of learning is that he gets two-thirds of the $100, let's say, and the other two fight out the rest. Or the pshat is, it's as if there are four kids there. He'll get two portions, which is half, and the other two will get the balance. How do we look at it? So he says, Pishnaim Gechad, he gets two, he's like two sons, equal to whatever other each son is. Ato and Pishnaim Gechad, any other Pishnaim Bechon Chasim, maybe he gets double in the entire state. No, basically he gets half in the entire state. No matter what, how many kids are there? It means no. I'll be logic, has to be, he's just another, he's like two children. We only had one brother and he has five brothers. Just like if he had only one brother, what happens? If you only have one brother, he would get two-thirds and the brother would get one-third, which means that he's equal to as if he's two people. If he has five brothers, the same thing. So there's six people. And that's when he gets two portions.
So you, each time you're redividing the Yerusha into the extra portion.
I mean, the Pchay is two people, exactly. So he's not one person, it's two people.
You have to
not
allocate an extra.
Exactly.
Instead of making into
so four. So we're reducing the size of the Pchay rather than Shnaim in the whole estate.
So in two brothers scenario, he
loses out. If it's two brothers, and he gets half.
He gets two thirds, no?
No, two brothers. He's two people, and there's two other people. Two brothers mean including the Pchay.
No, just
him and one sibling.
Yeah, he's two thirds, and there's one third. And if there's five brothers,
but
he gets.
If it was the other way, he would get half and half.
If which way?
Splitting it the other way.
If splitting it the other way, no.
He says he gets half.
That's right.
The rest of the people split the other way.
That's right, maybe right. Maybe then he only get half. You get less in that case. Maybe go the other way. There he gets two thirds in the whole estate. Maybe he should still get two parts of the whole estate. And they, no, it's two thirds, not half. He gets two thirds actually. He should always get two thirds.
Because you divide it into one extra. You pretend there's one more sibling.
No. Either you pretend one more sibling, or you give him a double portion of the entire estate. So he gets two-thirds. If at the moment he has another brother, he doesn't get half. He gets two-thirds. And then if he has 10 brothers, he still gets two-thirds. He'll always get two-thirds. And the brothers, the remaining brothers, have to work out what they get. That's the question. It says, the day that you dash into you bequeath to your children, to tell you that the banav increase their size as the more children there are. So who loses? Who gets reduced? The pchay. Look at the first part of the pasuk. It says, "Vnei Reuven b'chay Yisrael." It says in the pasuk, "What's explain why you need all these oimers?" It says the children of Reuven is b'chay Yisrael. Ki hu b'chay. That Reuven is a b'chay of Yaakov because he's a b'chay. Uvechalali yitzay aviv. And then afterwards, when he's changed the beds by his father, nitna b'chay rasei livnei Yosef ben Yisrael. The b'chay was given to Yosef, right? Nasha Fran, he got double portion. Abavaloyli's Yaakov b'chay, but not Yosef is still not called a b'chay. Who? This is the Divrei Yom. Who is the b'chay? Yosef, Reuven. When it comes to him to the state, that's when he gets a dull portion. Vayim it says, "Ki Yehuda gava ba'achiv." Yehuda is the strongest among the brothers. Or nagid mi menu, and also against those who are wealthy. He b'chayda li Yosef nemra.
Interesting how you look at b'chayda according to the father or b'chayda according to the mother in different inyanim.
B'chayda Yosef. Yeah, sorry.
In different inyanim, sometimes you say Yosef b'chayda li imay.
That's right.
But when it comes to other things like Nachla, like Yerusha, you have to look after the father.
Exactly. So b'chayda li Yosef, b'chayda went to Yosef. Nemra b'chayda li Yosef. So now we're comparing. It says b'chayda by Yosef and Nemra b'chayda li Deidus. It says also a b'chayda when it comes to in the future to divide an estate. Ma b'chayda amor li Yosef is pishnayin ke'echa. What happened by Yosef? All we know is Menashe and Ephraim. What did he get? He only got like two shvatim. And the rest of the Shvatim, each one got one chelus. He got two chalakim, like we learned in the Sikh Pasha. So in the future also, what does a b'chayda get? He's like two people. It says, by Yaakov says to Yosef, I gave you Shechem, I gave you one more portion over your brothers. I took from them with my sword and my bow. But what being right from here? You're getting what? You're getting Shechem Echad. You're getting one more portion. You're like two people. The mother digresses. V'chi bechar boy v'kashte lokach with the sword and his bow. V'halay kvar nemar it says kiloy v'kashti. After I didn't rely on my bow. V'char biloy tesheni. My sword did not help me whatsoever. Says Tillim. Elachar bizut tefila. My sword that's davening and kashti is a bakasha. My bow is in the word bakasha. That I my request to the Eibishter.
So he took away from the who are they?
Well, from Shechem.
Shechem, he took it away through davening.
Yeah, through davening. How does, what do you call it? How does Charbi come to Tefillah? Bikashti, Keshes, is Bakosha, is the same word. Shas, but how do you get Charbi to
Tefillah? Shas Krova.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah, sorry, right, sorry.
Your power is in davening.
Okay, good. My va'oimer, what do you know all these va'oimers for? Kevichi teima ha'ilik Rabbi Yechiel Baruch. If you're going to say that that pasuk of the ha'yeh be'yeman chilas bana means that a father has the right to give more to one son over all the other sons, not to teach you that the more sons you have, the more you know they all receive. With us a tashma, if it's another pasuk, Nei Reuven b'chay Yisrael Reuven b'chay. Over there by Bnei Reuven, it says here, Nitna b'chayrasel in Yosef. The word is a little bit different, not b'chayra. Now, we already had bar coin, v'shava coin. Mishmol tells us when it comes to v'shava, you don't need exact same words, because one puzzle is a bar coin, the other puzzle is a v'shava coin. But here, nevertheless, b'chayra, b'chayrasel, maybe it's not the same, like not like a Mishmol. Tashma, b'ha b'chayra li Yosef. It says it b'chayra also. V'chitem, if you can tell me that Yosef gufa, m'may de pishnayin ke'echad, who told you that maybe Taki got half or two thirds? I know he only got two portions. Tashma, v'anina satil choshchem, shechem achad alachicha. One more portion. How do you know it's a whole portion? Maybe gave him a palm tree. He gave him a palm tree. Who said he gave him a whole chelik equal to everybody else? In other words, he gave him a little piece of property, a little parcel. Ephraim Umenashe kiru Uven v'Shimon Yili. That Ephraim and Menashe are like Reuven v'Shimon. So therefore, you'll get equal portions. We'll stop here.